I'd like to sing for you some of these sentences that Saul LeWitt has written on conceptual art. I feel that this is a tribute to him, in that I think that these sentences have been hidden too long in the pages of exhibition catalogs, and that perhaps that by my singing them for you, it'll bring these sentences to a much larger public. I'll use the same ordering and numbering that he has. I'll try to pause between each statement for clarity. It may be that occasionally I'll have to sing one sentence over more than once, and that I might not get the phrasing correct. Conceptual artists are mystics rather than rationalists. They leap to conclusions that logic cannot reach. Number two, rational judgments repeat rational judgments. Number three, illogical judgments lead to new experience. Number four, formal art is essentially rational. Number five, irrational thought should be followed absolutely and logically. Number six, if the artist changes his mind midway through the execution of the piece, he compromises the result and repeats past results. Number seven, the artist's will is secondary to the process he initiates. From idea to completion, his willfulness may only be ego. Number eight, when words such as painting and sculpture are used, they connote a whole tradition and apply a consequent acceptance of this tradition, this placing limitations on the artist, who would be reluctant to make that goes beyond the limitation.